Nathan Kutu is the operations manager of ADCO Electric. He is based in Fort McMurray. He joins us on the line today. Nathan, thank you very much for joining us. The harvest season in northern Alberta, especially northwestern Alberta, up where I am, is underway, and safety, of course, needs to be a big priority during this harvest season, does it not?
Absolutely, Keith, it sure does, and really appreciate you having me on again. And yeah, as harvest season's kicking off here, I'm excited to share some safety notes and pass that along to the farmers in the field.
A couple of aspects that we can touch on here, of course, are underground power lines and the adage of looking before you dig routine needs to be in the mindset of everybody, does it not?
Yes, absolutely it does, Keith. So with underground power lines, they can be a lot of places, and they're actually a lot closer to the surface than you think. So before digging or driving any posts into the ground and really putting up any fence, it's important that you start to consider these things, especially if you're near roadways. There could be underground electric and gas infrastructure in those areas. And I really encourage people to click before you dig and call Alberta One Call to request an underground locate. We're there to support you and, you know, locate any underground utilities that might be in your region before you start your work.
Equally important, if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure it is overhead power lines because, well, they carried a lot of power.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are 8 months into 2025, and in ATCO's region, we've already had 63 overhead incidents in our regions, and this compares to about 141 overhead incidents we had in 2024. About half of those incidents are farm-related, so that's why I wanted to mention it. You know, all the farmers are out in the fields. I was even driving back from Slave Lake yesterday. I seen all the farmers working around them, of course, safely. But overhead lines are everywhere, and we need to make sure that we are working around them safely. So one of the things that I really encourage farmers to do is check their equipment height, especially if it's higher than 4.1 meters. Farm equipment has doubled in size since, you know, the 1950s, and it continues to grow. But one thing that hasn't changed, Keith, is our the size of power lines. They've stayed relatively the same height. So make sure you're using your GPS, consider your route, so that you can cross safely under our power lines. And if you have any concerns and you are asking the question, is my equipment going to fit, I really encourage the public and farmers out there to call ATCO for help. You know, we're here to support you and make sure it's safe that you can cross under those power lines into your field during this harvest season.
How underestimated is it in your mind the size of the equipment, especially towards the knowledge of the person who's operating it?
You know, I think we underestimate power lines, Keith, more than we'd like to, really, because people have gotten so comfortable working around them. Power is an essential service that we at ATCO here take very seriously and love providing to our customers, but farm equipment continues to grow. And, you know, we are trying to develop tools that we can support farmers to utilize while working around power lines. And one thing I'd like to mention in conjunction with Utility Safety Partners, which is a consortium of all utilities here in Alberta that, you know, put safety first, is we're looking at developing a tool that we can share with the public, residential, industrial, commercial, and agricultural, that they can utilize to actually go and see where are all the overhead power lines in not only ATCO service territory, but other utility service territories across Alberta. And this will give them better insight into, oh, there's a power line going into my field. Maybe I should be getting a high load move or get someone to come out and measure that before I go into that field. Because as I mentioned, farm equipment continues to grow. And sometimes when you get that new tractor, you're not so used to it. That's when something might happen when you're not comfortable driving that new piece of equipment.
While the power lines have a lot of power attached to them, I'm sure the ever-growing size of equipment has a lot of power that is associated with it that may be underestimated by the user. How key is just knowing the safety aspects and keeping that in your mind when the tractors and when the combines and when the other equipment are in use?
I think it's very important with farmers staying 7 meters away from power lines at all times. You know, keep in mind we're operating big equipment, like you said, Keith, that you have your augers, your air seeders, and all this stuff, or even your grain bins that are on your property. We're staying 7 meters away because at the end of the day, a contact can change someone's life. And, you know, I've had a personal experience myself where I've had a friend lose a family member to an overhead contact. And I've seen firsthand how it impacts a community, it impacts a family, and it impacts a friend. And at the end of the day, we don't want anybody ever getting hurt. So that's why it's very important that you stay as far away from power lines as you possibly can. And that's where 7 meters of distance is a good placeholder to keep that in people's minds.
Now, one thing that is definitely going to be worked on in the fall, not only from an agriculture perspective, but an ecoelectric perspective, is the fact that there's going to be slow-moving vehicles going around and the fact that, well, yourself, ATCO Electric is going to be working with the frontline workers of the agriculture industry to, well, to know where the lines are and to making sure everybody is safe. How key is it and how paramount is it for just the average person like myself who doesn't necessarily work in the agriculture or the electrical industry to keep in mind that work is being done? Please respect it.
Absolutely, Keith. You know, this time of year is busy for everybody. We got farmers in the fields. We got kids going back to school. We got sports kicking off, so everybody's got a little bit of extra pace to them, but it's super important that we're slowing down, take your time. I think a good message is also plan your route ahead, and that's where we encourage farmers to work with us when moving equipment, and there is a cost for that service. If someone needs us to come out, measure a line, you know, de-energize, something like that, we're there to support the egg society and the egg business, and we're always here to try and keep costs down and affordable for our customers. But most importantly, like when you don't call us, the human cost of a potential contact with the power line is what we must avoid as a company and as a community.
In your mind here, Nathan, does it all come down for all parties to just have some common sense when the harvest is on, when the fall is coming around, and when we want to make sure that everybody is safe?
It comes down to a little bit of common sense, but being very aware of your surroundings. I think, as I mentioned earlier in the interview, Keith, that, you know, we all work around power lines quite often, especially in my industry, in the utility industry, but in the ag business as well. We've been around them so much that I think we've heard the line, you know, I knew that power line was there, I just didn't see it. And at the end of the day, like I said, we all got to be slowing down, being mindful of our surroundings, and taking that extra time to make sure we're safe. Because when it comes to working around electricity, it can have serious consequences and even fatalities, like I mentioned, that at the end of the day, these are ultimately avoidable. And we don't want any of these life-changing events impacting our families and our communities. We want everybody to be safe. We want them to get their crops off their fields. And we want everybody going home to their families at the end of the day.
Nathan Kutu is the operations manager of ATCO Electric based in Fort McMurray. Nathan, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Keith. And one other note I just want to leave you with and the listeners here is if you ever see a down power line, always assume that they're energized. A really good benchmark is 10 meters away. Stay as far as you can away because you don't know if it's going to be energized. And if you see something, call 911 or call ATCO Electric's 24-hour emergency line. We're here to support you. And if another reason, if a down power line ever lands on your vehicle, make sure you stay in your vehicle. Do not exit. That is the safest place to be. So thank you for your time, Keith. I really appreciate it.
Nathan, thank you.